I'm John.
How's it going? I'm Dwayne.
Welcome back to Adult Children.
Yippee.
Kaye, motherfucker.
Oh, wow. You're not supposed to piggyback off me like that. You're supposed to make fun of me like I do you.
That is like second nature to just follow that up with that.
Right? It just came out. It was just impulse. You didn't even have control over it.
Exactly. Which, yippee-ki-yay, is pretty much what all Tomb Raider fans are saying right now, because Tomb Raiders 1 through 3 Remastered has been released. And, yeah. Not really much to say. It's the same games, except looking a whole lot more better. That's about it.
Good description.
But yeah, we're talking Tomb Raider today because there's a lot of Tomb Raider news going around. Tomb Raider talks, especially with the new game, or I guess new remastered of released games, and it's ridiculous amount of achievements that has, which we'll get into.
Yes.
But Tomb Raider looks like it's got a bright future ahead of it,
which is always good, you know.
It is good. We'll
been around for a long time now, so.
Talk about that, piggyback off of some of the stuff we've said in the past and past episodes. Don't try and quote me on which episode it was. We've definitely talked about something, and it looks like maybe that something may come true, which is pretty normal for this show because we seem to always predict shit when it happens. So,
Right. It's weird.
It is really weird. So, but before we get to that, how about a quick round of Kid Talk?
Kid Talk.
Time for some Kid Talk.
So, how have you been? How was your last week?
My last week was pretty okay, actually.
Oh yeah?
It was all right. No. Oh. No. And I said okay, all right. That should be an indicator that did not happen.
You seem so like upbeat about it though, and I was like, "Damn."
You know, I'm remaining positive. All right. That's all I got. I don't know. It was Valentine's Day. Are you kidding me? That came and went, and you know, so I'm trying to remain positive and optimistic about my future outlooks or whatever.
Dude, I'm telling you, just sign up for fucking Ashley Morgan or whatever the fuck it's called. Ashley Madison.
What?
Whatever the fuck. Whatever. What is it called? That fucking like affair website. You can just be a fucking person that someone has an affair with.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Totally. Is that like the point of that?
Have you ever seen like those fucking commercials?
Did I know? I've heard of it, but I don't know anything about it. Oh yeah. The tagline is life is short, have an affair. How interesting. Yes. Let me just go full scumbag mode. Let's do it.
You wouldn't be a scumbag. You're single.
That's true. Moe's can have a burrito called the home wrecker. I can just be a home wrecker, right? Like, it's fine. Nobody cares. Yeah, things are all right. They didn't get any worse. So that's always a good thing.
Excellent.
So how are things on your end? How's the sickness? I'm sure I would say it's a new week. So I'm sure there's new sicknesses you're dealing with.
Right now I'm avoiding the poop plague.
Is that the next chapter?
Yeah. Yeah. Trying to avoid that. Logan absolutely has been like Nagasaki in his fucking pants, dude. Like, it's bad. Oh, I'm not joking. Like, it is bad. Real bad.
Things you never knew could come out of a human before.
It's just... ugh.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Just... It basically looks like if you just took, like, an iced coffee without the ice and just poured it into a diaper or a pull-up or whatever or into the toilet, mm-hmm. That's basically what it is.
How many creams we talking?
A lot of cream.
Okay. I need to know what kind of shades we're talking about here.
Yeah. It basically looks like how do I say, like, let's say it was like a caramel flavored milkshake or something.
Okay.
That's kind of the shade you're getting.
Interesting.
And kind of the consistency too. Like, maybe a little more liquidy, a little more melty.
I hope you're not trying to enjoy dinner or something. Because congratulations, you're getting the full visual of this now.
Or drinking a milkshake at this exact moment too.
they happen to be having a caramel milkshake, and now like, they can't look at it ever. Or the a same coffee ever again.
Or anything of that. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm trying to be as PG about it because
paint that picture.
Because the shit that came out of him was definitely not PG.
I mean, it was pretty gross. So that's close, right?
Oh, it was disgusting. First, it started with like his pants.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, through his whole pull-up, pants just destroyed. That same night, he was pretty good. Wake up the next morning, I go to work because he's still sleeping, and I didn't smell anything, so I'm good. And then like, Sherry is texting me, and he's like, he exploded. His entire bed was riddled in iced coffee and just like everything.
Oh Lord.
And I'm like, well, he's gonna have a record amount of baths in a short amount of time because this is basically what's
he's never been so dirty and so clean at the same time.
Exactly. And since then they've been pretty like minor, but they're still gross. Like they're still like the same consistency, but not like the amount.
Okay, so it's kind of balancing out.
And he's picking a great time to really start learning how to poop on the potty, so that helps too.
Hey, there you go.
I told him, I go, dude, if you can learn to know that you got to poop and go on a potty, and you're doing it with diarrhea, you should be able to do it with regular poop. Like,
right? Yeah.
So,
right.
So. Teachable moments,
he's
I guess.
He's got a lot more time to think about it. Normal time, you know?
Yeah. No kidding.
It's not just sneaking up on him, you know?
But yeah, no, it's been bad. And now I think Melina's probably going to be next. So, yeah.
Well, but I mean, you know, what a surprise.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I'm wash my hands so much, I don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I do not want the shits, especially that we're going to Vermont here in a few days, and I don't really want to have diarrhea in a fucking log cabin. So
no, yeah, that I mean, I don't blame you on that one.
Yeah, yeah, like not to turn the hot tub into a brown tub.
yeah, but it's hot enough, you know. It'll sanitize it. It's fine.
So, but yeah, that's here. That is the sickness update. Every week, I'm about to just turn it into its own segment of the show because it's every week. It never fails.
Right. Yeah. We have so many reoccurring segments.
Yeah. Speaking of which, how about was I a dick to Rick segment?
Hey, bringing it back. It's been a little
bit. Yeah. Yeah. This is not really much of I was a dick because now this is just kind of turning into like segments about Rick. And, this one should be called Rick and His Dick.
Okay. All right.
So.
And now I'm concerned.
I would be.
Oh, no.
So, just gonna give you an idea of life.
Okay.
At that point in time. And why I continue to justify my was I a dick to Rick moments. So for some reason, I mean, people do. It's all good. I tend to at least like to have underwear on or sleepy time pants or whatever, lounge pants, at least when I go to bed.
Okay, fair.
But some people like to just go full nude. Hey, to each their own, whatever, fine. No problem. But, you know, before you go out in public, you put on some clothes, right? I mean, that's just kind of how it works, right?
You know, I guess. I mean, I would assume so. That's what I've done.
Yeah, I mean, it's
so.
Bad enough he's outside mowing without a shirt when the school bus comes by. Blah, 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 blah. I already told that story. But one night, his son happened to get up and go use the bathroom in the middle of the night. And I was a fairly light sleeper. I would pretty much hear if anyone, you know, moved or whatever, stuff like that. So I woke up, I heard him going to the bathroom, and I didn't think anything of it. Next thing you know, for some reason, true story, by the way, these are all 100% genuine true stories. He, like, collapsed in the bathroom. I don't know why. He just, like, blacked out in the bathroom. Smashed his head off the fucking sink. Broke the little fucking, like, the table that was next to the window.
Jesus. Whatever.
Yeah. Cracked his head off the, you know, kind of split his head open in the back of his head. Just a little bit. Not, like, major, but he, like, we had, like, a granite sink countertop, and it, like, cracked it. The hardest fucking head hit it, I guess, somehow. And I heard it, right? I heard it, so I, like, got up out of bed. You know, I was like, what? Because I ran to go see, you know, because I was like, damn, is he okay? Type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow, Rick beat me to it. The fucker barely could walk, but he ran... And so, you know, listen, whatever, checking out his kid. No problem.
Yeah, he got that extra boost.
So, you know how, like, in first person shooters, you teabag people?
Yeah, yes. I don't like where this is going already. I didn't like where it was going from the get go. I was getting worse by every second here. yes, I do.
Let's just say that his son was the guy that got killed and he was getting teabagged.
All right. Okay. Okay.
So
Jesus.
So he runs out. I opened the door. Cause like I said, he beat me too. I got up out of bed and I was going to open my door. And I opened my door, and there he is.
There he is. Squatted down,
right over top of him, butt-ass naked. Calling his name.
Oh, God.
And he wakes, he comes to, and he's just like, oh, Dad, come on.
I'm sure. I'm sure that's the last thing he probably expected. Jesus. Okay. Oh, his poor son. You think he has nightmares about that?
I think he'd wish he died at that moment. I really think he did.
He's like, I wish. Oh no.
There are fates cooler than death, and that was probably one of them.
You get knocked out and you come to, and that's what you see. And you're like, oh, fuck, I'm in hell.
what circle of hell is this?
Yeah, right.
My dad's junk in my face.
Oh, God. Okay, that's not really what I was expecting, but that's pretty funny. you have some pretty good stories. These are pretty good. So
I
far.
Do. I do, and there's plenty more. So if I just keep twisting the title, I could always make a story out of it. And there's something that I really and the thing is, it's like these are legit stories. I'm not even joking. Yeah, that's the latest of that. So
that whole thing. Nice.
Yeah, I got nothing. But speaking of dudes and their dicks hanging out, let's talk Lara Croft and Tomb Raider. Cause like,
man, your segues are just fucking insane today.
Just on point today, I guess, for some reason.
Right? It's all just working.
Maybe it's because I shaved my hair off. Maybe I have more brain function now.
Your brain has better access to oxygen, yeah. So it's functioning better.
Yes, that's exactly. I took a shower after cutting my hair today, and I was like, oh my God, that's what water feels like on my head. So, but yeah, Tomb Raider, Lara Croft. Hey, where do we start? She's in the Hall of Fame, right? We've established that. She's every 90s kid's video game freaking young hood crush fantasy.
Learn something about yourself.
The whole nine, right? I'll tell you what, this remaster is bringing a lot of that back. Like, I am in love with her again. Like,
damn, all right. It's getting serious.
Yeah. No, the remaster is really good, though. And they actually got me questioning my whole life today. I was playing Tomb Raider 3, obviously. It's my favorite one. And she can do some new stuff in it. And I was like,
oh.
And discovered it on accident. Actually, Melina was playing it. She was running around in the tutorial, which is like their, when you can run around her house and stuff.
Yeah, the mansion and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And she did a thing, and I was like, Melina, what the frick did you just do? And she's like, I was like, give me that controller right now. Like, what did you just do? And you can now, like, you can do a crouching roll. Like, so, like, instead of just crawling through spaces all slowly, you can just roll through it. And then also, you can get out of crawl spaces like that forward instead of turning around and going backwards.
Oh, doing that really slow, like.
Yeah. So I was like, what the Christ? You can do this? And I thought you could always do that. I was like, there's no way that I've been playing this fucking game for this long and never knew you could do any of that shit. So I booted it right up on the fucking computer, went straight to fucking Duck Station, and you couldn't do it back then. I was like, thank God.
Okay.
I was going to say, dude. I was like, bro. Something
20 years later.
I was, holy fuck. Like, there was no way in hell I have never done that on accident. Ever.
Right?
Like, no way. And thankfully, you know. But here's the thing. I didn't even do it on accident playing it now. I could have done it on X, but I never even thought that was even a thing. So.
Right.
She just happened to do everything for me, and I was like, oh, let me figure out how you did that cool ass thing. So right? It's a little bit more traversal tools, which is nice, and yeah. So, but the graphics are day and night. They're insane. Even though it's still not like, you know, amazing modern day graphics for what they did for that, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah. Like, they said they wanted to try to keep it, you know, nostalgic while just like crisping it up a little bit.
So. Yeah, the environments just look more detailed, crisp, whatever, but it's still got that, you know, it's still got the square shapes and stuff and everything, you know, and areas and stuff, but it definitely is way more detailed and it's nice. It looks really nice. And it's cool. Plays the same way. Yeah. And there's actually things that I didn't even know were in the games that are in this too, that are like secret fucking expansions or some shit. So,
oh really? Damn.
Yeah.
You're just learning all sorts of new stuff about Tomb Raider these days.
So yeah. Yeah. No, I was like, there's no shot. I have never discovered this ever.
That would have been so awesome if it was.
I don't know. I'd have been like, my whole life was a lie.
Dude, you got Mandela affected into like, I don't remember that at all. Like,
so, but it's, yeah, they're really good. Now, this game or these games, but even still, it's one game with the different games in it, the remastered games. This game has a total of 269 achievements or trophies.
That's so much, dude. Like why?
You want to know what the most annoying part about it is? is that every time I want to check for an achievement for Tomb Raider 3, I got to scroll through a shit ton.
As I say, that's almost 90 per game.
To get to the fucking Tomb Raider 3, it is.
Like,
to get to the Tomb Raider 3 achievements, it's insane. I have to scroll forever to get to it.
I just want to know where I'm at.
And God forbid I hit the wrong fucking button, because I got to do it again.
You got to start over again, right? Dude,
it is tedious as all hell. There are so many. So if I haven't already put lots of hours into Tomb Raider before, I'm sure shit going to be putting a whole lot more now, because my ass is like, I want all of those achievements. And
right.
God, I haven't even looked at the total gamer score you can get for the whole game. I imagine it's probably somewhere around like 3,000 points.
I say it's got to be up there with that many.
Or more. Like, yeah. It's probably way more. I can probably tell you right now in a second. But, no, it's insane. Insane. I don't think I've ever seen a game with that many fucking achievements in it before.
Ever. Yeah, that's a lot, dude.
Like ever. I've seen a lot. I think like Halo's got like over 100 since they've added shit to it. Like one of the Halo games had a lot.
Oh yeah, right. Yeah, they've done that where like, yeah, but they add new content and stuff, which comes with
this is straight out of the box. Fucking 260. This, you can get a total of 4,290 points. I have 240 of those points so far.
Really? Nice.
So like, it's insane how many fucking achievements are in this game. And my wallpaper is now a fucking nice cleavage shot of Lara Croft and the one. You know how they're, you wouldn't know. There's one shot. They even updated the loading screens to make it look more modern and stuff. And it's a nice picture. Nice picture.
Jesus.
Staring
at it now.
I am, actually. Yeah.
I know. So, I saw you log into the Xbox.
I'll send you a snap right now of what I get of my wallpaper as I'm sitting here. But anyway, yeah, no, there's a shit ton of achievements, and it's insane. There's this dude that's like live streaming it every day trying to get them all. I'm like, dude, that's insane. Like, I wouldn't have the time to do that over a live stream.
I'm sure half of them are like, you know, 100% each level where you get all the secrets and all that shit.
There's a lot of them that are like that. Get all the secrets in all the stages. Or each stage has like, get all the secrets in like the London section and the India section and all that stuff. So yeah, there's stuff like that. There's a ton of shit. And then like little ways, secrets, stuff like that. Like, I've done a bunch on accident already, you know, but
right.
There's a lot. So, but it gives the game new life. You know, it already had new life in itself being updated, but now it's just even more new life. So,
right. Gives us more replayability and stuff. So that's what people like these days.
For sure. In a game that was already fun to replay, you know? So,
right.
Like, we were trying to do the content for Retro City Meltdown for this, for Tomb Raider 3, and I'm playing through it now, and it's like, I remembered kind of, like, everything that I was forgetting before, and I was like, oh, London's not so bad now, but it still sucks.
We don't talk about London, okay?
I purposely did it last, because I didn't want to do it first. I did Nevada first, because Nevada is my favorite. And then South Pacific Islands are fun, too. And then London is just shit. But it's not as bad once you remember how to do things.
Right.
Especially now that I learned that you can beat the first stage in 39 seconds. So
right, yeah.
Without cheating. Like, it's legit an achievement that I unlocked to beat in under a minute, and I did it in 39 seconds. So, because you can beat the first stage of the game in the like a minute too. You can beat the jungle in the first, like in the first minute too, which you need to have like a bajillion health packs to keep healing yourself to get to the end of the stage.
Like, oh yeah.
But this is just like, nope, do it, run, jump and run and jump. There you go. You made it.
You're just blitzing right through it.
Yeah. There's no glitches, no nothing. You just do it. So clever. But yeah. So some things they added, like I said, those movements that I didn't know, I thought that you could do all along. They added some visual effects kind of to Tomb Raider 3, at least, because Tomb Raider 3 was the only one that didn't do it, and they brought it in. Like when you pick up an item, it shows it in the corner of the screen, shit like that. There's like little exclamation points where you can interact with things now, so you get a little bit of a help seeing things where they are better a little bit. You can switch between you can switch between the new graphics and the old graphics on the press of a button instantaneously.
Yep. I saw like games that do that,
and
that's been kind of a growing thing.
Sometimes it's almost helpful to hit the button to see it in old graphics, because it lights up an area more than it would be, and you're like, okay, cool, I don't need to use a player now.
Nice.
So
I saw people complaining that they like redid like the controls and stuff.
Not really. No, I don't think they did. The only difference, there was a couple small differences that I noticed, at least playing in Tomb Raider 3, is that instead of hitting triangle to exit out of the menu, you hit B. But that's become like, or circle if you're playing on PlayStation.
Oh, yeah, that's like a...
That's become the like standard thing anyway now.
Yeah. Yeah, so you don't hit the top button anymore.
I didn't even realize I was not hitting triangle until I realized I wasn't hitting triangle. I was like, oh.
You're right, because you're just so used to hitting that button in every other game made since, you know, 2008.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, yeah. And then the only other thing that I've noticed that's different is that, like, when you do a quick flare, it's not as... You have to do it in a certain order now, as opposed to you used to just hit, you know, R1 or right bumper if you're playing on Xbox now, and then hit the back button or the select button at the time. But now you have to hold the select button or the menu button first, then hit the trigger button in order to do it. So it's like, okay, I can't just do a quick one that way. I have to do it in a certain order. That is the only other thing that I've noticed. Other than that, when you use the tank controls, it's all the same. Like, nothing's different.
Oh, yeah.
Like, besides exiting the menu with the B and doing the flare in a different order, I guess, there's no difference. Like, you can change it to modern controls if you want to. I don't know why you would. It's fucking weird.
Oh, yeah.
And it's kind of like they get rid of the tank controls, where you don't hold up to go forward anymore, like in tank control games. It's this game, believe it or not, has tank controls like old school Resident Evil games, but they're not... It's not as restrictive as Resident Evil games are, but like, it's the same concept. You hold up to move forward no matter which direction you're going. That's how it is. So, but if you do the modern controls, then it switches everything up. It's weird. And shields just run in any direction that you're going. And that doesn't... It just doesn't work for me, this game, where it always kind of follows you from behind. The tank controls are way better.
So they didn't change how the game played and was laid out. So it's like changing the controls to something different wouldn't really work. Like, no. The game is designed for those controls. So
exactly. I mean, and that's how we found out how to do those things on accident, because Malina was playing on the modern controls because she's, you know, young and doesn't know how to kind of turn the camera with, you know. So
right, it's not really something to think about.
That's how she discovered doing that. I was like, what the fuck did you just do? But yeah, that's the only difference. So if you're playing a modern controls, yeah, it's all fucking weird. It's super weird. It's like you're playing fucking Angel of Darkness or some shit. And we don't talk about that game.
When are we getting that remastered?
Never.
What if they just completely redid it? Like, they just made a whole new game.
Then okay, fine. But Angel of Darkness also played really fucking weird too. Like, this was like not the same. Like, I'm a little bit bummed that they didn't at least put Last Revelation in this collection.
Yeah, that'd have been fine.
Tomb Raiders 1 through 4, and then they could have done Chronicles too. I mean, they could have thrown the first five games in there. Angel of Darkness, we don't talk about that fucking game.
we do, but...
Because Chronicles was fine too. It was like the style. It was just kind of there. But Yeah, no, it would have been dope to see Last of Relation. So Last of Relation has, believe it or not, like the best traversal of all the Tomb Raider games, I think, as far as like these ones are concerned. Like you can do like a lot of cool stuff. You can pull things from the side. You can shimmy around corners. You can, you know, a whole bunch of shit, extra little things to help make your traversal better. But yeah, and it was very tomb based too, which was great. You were actually like in tombs like all the time, which was cool.
Actually,
the name Tomb Raider.
Doing the namesake.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it's good, and I don't see why they wouldn't probably redo Last of Relation and Chronicles, and maybe they'll properly do Angel of Darkness, I guess.
They'll have Angel of Darkness on there, and it'll just be a picture of a steaming pile of dog shit, and that'll be the whole game. Like, they understand.
If it plays anything like it, though, I'm like, nope. They put a bunch of stupid shit in that fucking game. Like, I'm talking stupid shit. Stupid shit. Okay, so not only did I have only played it like once. That's how bad. And I love Tomb Raider games. You know,
I played it like forever ago.
Yeah, I played it forever ago because it was like the first fucking Tomb Raider game on PlayStation 2, and I was like, oh my god! And it was.
Yep.
It is probably the most glaring, like, X mark on the PlayStation 2's history because it is like, that bad. Like
you're supposed to be excited because it's, you know, it's the next generation of console.
Yeah,
but then it just Maybe that's why it was so terrible. They just didn't know what to fucking do.
I don't know why. They could have just made it like these remasters are and just made it look good and been the same fucking game with a couple little new added traversal features. But nah. Oh, they added traversal features, all right. But it was like, okay, so it was like, okay, you know how in Tomb Raider you got to go and find like a key to open a door or whatever, right?
Yeah.
You had to unlock the ability to jump higher just to reach certain places. You want to know how you unlock the ability to strengthen her legs to jump higher? By pushing a random block somewhere.
Okay. Sounds about right.
So it was like, you push a block, she's like, oh, I feel stronger now. I think I can reach that ledge. And you're like, are you fucking kidding me? Just let me jump up to the ledge. Like, why do I gotta do this extra shit? Like, since when did she need fucking strength training? Like,
right?
Like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, and then I think they added a stamina bar too to like shimmying and stuff like that, which was also like a fucking no-no. I'm pretty sure they did. I can't remember, but I think it was one of the glaring things that I was like, why did they do this to this game? Like, you're gonna put a limit on my traversal shit? And then you're going to make me unlock the ability to jump to get to places that I've always been able to jump to before, no problem? Like, fuck out of here. Then you're going to put in some ass fucking combat system where she could, like, melee shit people. And they're like, no, just fucking use your guns.
Yeah.
Like, and then the game was so fucking weird. Like, they try to continue that weird, like Last of Relation was kind of the first Tomb Raider game that wasn't, it was linear, but it wasn't as linear as like 1 through 3 was, where it was like, okay, you go through a stage and then you go to the next stage. Last of Relation, you could like go to a whole new stage and then you could actually go back to another stage. Like, cause it was like, there was things you could do once you've reached something in another stage, you could go back to another area and unlock a certain thing that you like. There was, it was kind of, it wasn't as linear. It was a little more open, I guess you could say. It wasn't like open world, but it was the stages connected to each other and you could actually go back to another stage by going through a certain way.
Yeah.
So, which was different. It was cool. And they took that and just made it fucking weird. And I don't fucking know. And, yeah, just really weird shit in that game. That game was so fucking, like, it's bad enough I gotta find keys and fucking discs and cards and whatever the fuck. And now I gotta fucking make her work out. Are you, what? Like, she just got stronger in that moment. You would think she'd be more tired since she just pushed a fucking 5-ton block across the room. Like,
yeah.
Why would that make her jump higher now? Like, that makes no sense. And then, okay, and I don't even get to the controls yet. The controls were fucking, like, I don't even remember. I just remember them being not playable because it was like the analog stick, you moved with the analog stick, but then you had to use the D-pad to walk or something or vice versa. So there wasn't like a walk button anymore, but you had to use the walk button to, you know, get to edges, but then it wouldn't work. And it was insane. Like, you couldn't even walk to edges. You would just fall. You would fucking miss jumps because she wasn't strong enough. Like, fuck God. Like, it was so dumb. Like, oh.
They should have just let her die at the end of Revelations.
Yeah. I hate to say it. Because Chronicles wasn't even... I mean, I think it's revealed that she's alive, but Chronicles was actually just, like, people telling stories about her adventures. And then that's what that game was. And then I think I actually never beat Chronicles, so I couldn't really tell you how it came through. Revelations was the last one I went through. But they should just let it die with Revelations or at least Chronicles, you know. But Angel of Darkness was just so bad. Then they came out with the Tomb Raider, like, it was like, they were kind of reboots, but they weren't reboots per se. They kind of were. Yes and no. Not the new ones. Not the latest ones. I'm talking the ones that were like Tomb Raider Legends and Anniversary and shit like that. They weren't bad games. They had really fun, like, climbing and jumping systems and stuff. It just, the gameplay felt a little, like, the combat felt really weak. But the puzzles were cool. But they made them a little too easy. It was very puzzly. They weren't bad. It was, I mean, basically it was a step up from Angel of Darkness because
it wasn't very hard.
But the game was completely different. It wasn't like the typical, it wasn't tanky anymore. It was much different. So it was a lot of cool traversal stuff. They really focused on traversal stuff. You know, climbing and jumping and swinging and all that good stuff. So they weren't bad. They were fine. They were okay. Then you get to the reboots, the true reboots, and that's where it becomes like a survival game. I mean, they basically are. They have modes dedicated to like where you have to survive for as long as you can, and they're actually kind of fun. Or you like freeze to death or starve to death and all this shit. It's pretty cool. But they, they're fucking reboots, man. They're good games.
They are. They're solid games in general. Like, even if they weren't called Tomb Raider, they'd still be pretty good.
Right. Change the Lara Croft character, essentially. And,
Which, I mean, so I guess that leads to
what we're going to say now, because we said this before. They've announced that they're making a new Tomb Raider game. They've supposedly released images of her new design. I'm looking at the picture right now. Now, it looks a lot like the design they used for Call of Duty.
I completely forgot she was even in Call of Duty.
She almost made me want to play it. Just so I could be Lara Croft killing people in Call of Duty. But I was like, nah. And now they got Rick Grimes in there. And I'm like, oh, man, they're really trying to get me in there. But, nah. So, but no. So, if indeed this is the design they go with, I'm okay with that.
It looks pretty good.
Under one circumstance.
Okay.
If they continue the story off of the reboots, because what I said before was that now that they've done this whole kind of like this prequel reboot series of games where it was her just kind of getting into coming into her own, where she got this, you know, you see Lara Croft in the beginning of Tomb Raider 1 and she's just this adventurer sort of mercenary style kind of chick.
Yeah. She's like already in it.
And she's, she's a badass, right? And then these games kind of like showed you why she becomes such a badass, because she goes through shit.
Yeah, right. The amounts of nonsense she goes through. Yeah,
and like I said, the first game she's basically just knocking at death's door and surviving. Right, she gets impaled and survives a shipwreck, and fucking she's like walking around with a fucking piece of rebar through her fucking torso, and getting fucking attacked by people. Dude's trying to fucking like assault her in ways that, you know, that are really, you know, touchy-goey if you're in a certain kind of state of mind. And she's fucking like just killing the fuck out of people. Like, it's insane, right? So you're like, this bitch is a fucking murderer, but justifiable. But just killing fucking people. And then you know, whatever, and she's doing whatever it takes to survive. She is a survivor. And if they took that Lara Croft and they go, okay, there she is. She's older now. She's a little older now. She's doing her thing. Now you get the toughened background, and let's see what they do with it now. Like, let's see where she goes. Like,
yeah.
Are they going to do like a thing where they go, okay, let's look at this remastered trilogy they just came out with. Let's take that premise and make a game out of it with this modern day version of her, but give her that old school look and feel.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm down for that. Like, you know, like if you keep that same combat style that they used in the last three games, and but just took like the worlds that you explore in the old games and just turned them into their own with this new style, I'd be all for that shit.
Right.
More just less of her surviving and more of her just doing and kicking ass. You know?
Or they ramp up the action.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But then like they can throw in like the death traps and shit like that, do stuff like that. That's where she's surviving when she's surviving the death traps and going through these tombs and whatever that are trying to kill her.
Yeah. There you go.
Like, and then you ramp up the action, like you said, with whatever it is you're fighting. So, but I think that'd be dope. Like that would be cool. That would be tits. No pun intended. but like, yeah, I think that's where they should go with it, but I'd be down with whatever. I like to see, I just hate to see that story that you got to see in the reboots kind of just go, okay, that was just that. It's like, no, like,
yeah, right.
Built her character up, and now let's see it now. Let's see her be on her own. You know, she watched all her friends basically die, and like, and it's just her. I mean, some of them survived, but like, it's just like she watched people she loved die. You know, people betrayed her, you know, like just crazy shit.
And now she can be the Lara Croft that, you know,
that's somehow single her whole life. Like, you know, like,
right. Well, I mean, everyone dies, so probably fair.
But yeah, that's that. I mean,
if that picture is accurate, that definitely is the vibe that it gives off. So
that she's just on her own type of thing.
Yeah.
And she's just ready to wreck shit.
Can't wait for it to come out, and it's going to be a online only live service game. I can't wait.
Yeah, I can't wait for them to just completely change the formula, and the game is just going to be complete ass.
Yep, they're going to completely butcher it, cuz that's what they fucking do.
It's going to be more boring than Starfield.
I don't know, man. That's like a anomaly. But someday we will have to play Starfield for real.
I really don't want to at all.
I don't either. They just need to take it off Game Pass so I stop having to look at it every once in a while. Like when I'm scrolling through.
You know, it's scary because they're already talking about next generation consoles.
I know.
And it's like, what?
Only being like 2-3 years out.
Like, are you fucking kidding me?
Like, ugh. I don't even want to think about it, man.
How is that even possible? When did these come out?
It's been 4 years already.
It has not.
Yeah, this shit came out in 2020. During COVID. That's why they were so hard to get. Because, like, they couldn't make as many.
So I've had my PlayStation 5 for 2 years.
Yeah, I guess so.
Huh. Yeah, that's fucking weird. Why is their life cycle go by so quick? But yeah, it feels like the Nintendo's been on the Switch for the last 20 fucking years.
Because they kind of have, I guess. I don't know.
No, because it's only been like 7, right? Didn't it just come out like 2017 or something like that?
Yeah, I think it has been about that long. Let's see. Yeah, the Xbox itself came out in November of 2020. Well, I feel like we've talked about this already. Yeah, it came out in 2017. So yeah, it's been in March. It'll be 7 years. So
again, like we predicted, Elder Scrolls 6 will be a next generation console.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Most likely.
Like, come on now. We knew it was going to be.
What possible... Oh, man. We're just going to go down the same rabbit hole. They're talking about how it's going to be like the next... It's going to be... Xbox is saying the jump from this to the next is going to be the biggest jump they've ever had. I'm like, how?
I don't think so. I don't even think it's possible. Like, am I just going to be looking at a real-life image? That's like the only thing you can do.
I don't know if they mean graphically, though. I think it's going to be processor.
It's going to have to be power-wise, yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't really need it to be any faster.
The jump from Xbox One to this is not even really that noticeable.
So. Yeah. The speeds don't need to be that much faster. I literally only takes me like 2 seconds to do anything I want to do. Like the game that takes the longest to load for me is like Elden Ring, and it's only like 4 seconds. Like I'm okay with that.
I will say the load times in this Tomb Raider game, the remaster, are like non-existent. It's like, yeah. Boop. And then when you like reload and save and load up from that, it's just like instantaneous. It's just like load up and it's like, boop, there you are. It's like, okay, cool. You see the loading screen for maybe like 2.5 seconds in between levels when you pass one. Like, that's it.
Yeah, so like, I don't know how much faster we need it.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I say it's all just going to be like God of War, where there's just no loading screens. That's like the only thing they can really do, and like I don't even care about loading screens.
I had to hit the screenshot button for that for my wallpaper I showed you like instantaneously to get that because it's a loading screen. So
is there a loading screen gallery for you? They had to put in a gallery just because they knew it would take so little time to load.
There's not. I just had to hit that shit real quick.
You just kept reloading it, but like, all right, I'm ready.
Yeah, kinda. And I keep fucking breaking her neck on purpose just to get it to come back up. But it's fun. It's definitely a fun piece of nostalgia to go down and see it today. And you know, because Tomb Raider 1 is actually an unfinished game, believe it or not. They ran out of time, so graphically they didn't get to finish the things they wanted to finish. Like her boobs weren't supposed to be cones; they weren't supposed to be triangles. They were supposed to be rounded, like they were in Tomb Raider 2 and 3. her hair was supposed to be long, like it was in 2 and 3. And they just didn't have the time to put in those details. So this gave her all of a sudden, like when the game starts, she goes from having a ponytail in the cutscene. And then when the game starts, she's just all of a sudden her hair's up into almost like a bun.
Right.
It's,
yeah.
And it's like, what the fuck is this shit? Her hair's missing. It's really, and then all the stuff like inside like the game, like all the kind of the background images, it's like you're playing an old Doom game, right, where the thing's always facing you no matter which way you're looking at it. So all that little shit, like Tomb Raider 1 to 2 and 3 is like a massive jump, and that's still PlayStation 1. So but in this, it's all the same looking. It's great. So
That's good.
Yeah, they ran out of time, you know, essentially.
that's kind of funny, actually.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, gameplay wise and storyline was finished, but it just wasn't the final touches weren't done to make it the presentation a little less cone booby, if you know what I mean. So, but they sure shit ain't cones now. I'll tell you that much right now. So,
yeah, getting all riled up over there.
It's amazing she can do the things she can do. I mean, she's not. Very large, right? She's very slim.
Yeah, she's very petite,
athletic, and she's rocking triple D's. Like, how does she jump and climb so good
without knocking herself out? How does she climb? That's a good question. She's got a lot of extra room to deal with there. You know, she just really smushes them up against the walls.
Ugh. It's funny. Anyway, yeah, it's good that they're doing something, because I was wondering if they were gonna do another game or not, and looks like we're finally gonna get one, hopefully soon, maybe by the end of the year, maybe not, probably next year. But
maybe they'll drop it for Christmas time.
Maybe one of those things that we see get released like for a trailer finally, like come when they do like their stuff in like the summer, right?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, maybe. That'd be cool. Like, oh, coming in. It's like, some games are just like, yeah, we'll drop a trailer, and then a game comes out like 2 months later or something.
I always get worried when people do that shit, because it's like, okay, this game is either going to be complete fucking half-assed, or they've been working on it for a long time.
Yeah. It is kind of worrisome, because it's like, oh, they weren't very confident in it, so they're like, oh, here's a game, and here it is.
Like, yeah. No hype whatsoever, right? You know?
Yeah. Yeah, but sometimes there's too much hype and then the game sucks. So, like Starfield.
Yeah. Starfield.
I think we're going to be ragging on that game for a long time.
I mean, who knows? Like, who knows what Xbox is doing right now? They're like giving up their games or some shit.
Yeah, yeah. They're just like, they don't have any reason to care about exclusivity, though, to be honest. Like, they're just out there doing whatever, dude. They're getting weird. Yeah, they're like, here you go, PlayStation. Here's just all of our games now. Yeah. Which, I mean, it's like, why not? Like, they make enough money on every other aspect. Like, they're fine. Maybe Microsoft is hinting towards, you know, combining the consoles together and we'll just get one console.
Yeah, like we also predicted.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen, though.
The Microni Playbox.
No, that's not gonna. They just confirmed that they're making a new console, so
I know.
But maybe next generation, since we're already in the talks of next generation again already. So
yeah, right.
Insane.
Yeah. Ugh. I don't know if I'm gonna afford another console already. I literally just got mine like a couple months ago.
It's insane. I feel like I haven't had mine that long. How does it go by that fast? And yet the Switch is still fucking here. Huh. I don't know. Anyway. That'll be for our next topic when we talk about console wars or whatever the fuck we're going to talk about that we haven't done yet.
Yeah.
Anyway. Any last touches for Tomb Raider? Anything? Any questions? No, I haven't had any dreams about her. Not since I was a kid.
Yeah. But yeah, okay, buddy.
No, I really haven't. Kind of bummed out about that.
You sent me a picture of your wallpaper on your Xbox, dude. I know exactly what you're thinking.
You like that wallpaper?
That's actually pretty nice. That's a pretty decent little shot, honestly.
It is a nice picture, right?
Yeah.
I mean, all the tiles on the screen cover up all the, you know, stuff anyway, so.
Yeah, like how you picked it like a nice spot where there's a tile was above and below and something was perfectly accentuated, you know? Like her cleavage was accentuated so nicely between the two bricks.
Like they were once bricks too themselves, you know. So
right, yeah, it all comes full circle.
And then there's a gun.
Yeah, right.
Anyway. No, but it's fun playing these games. It's gonna be a hell of a time getting any amount of these achievements. There are so many.
Are you going to grind for them all?
I'm going to try over time.
Right.
I mean, I haven't stopped playing these games since I first started playing these games, so I don't see why I wouldn't just grind away at them over the course of whatever life I have left. It's probably going to take all of it to do them all, but...
Right.
It's a crazy amount. It's insane.
Yeah, that's I think, just a wildly unnecessary amount.
Like, I could see, like, having an achievement or two per stage or something like that on top of, like, complete the whole game, complete this and that. But there is just, like, things that I'm reading that I'm just like, what does that even mean? Like, what?
You don't even really know what you're supposed to do just based on what it's talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, especially in Tomb Raider 1, because Tomb Raider 1 I'm, like, the least familiar with.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's it's a lot, so. But, yeah, that's about it. Short episode today, for once. Can only, you know, jizz so much. So.
That's the real reason everyone's getting sick. Okay. They're all in there just watching Tomb Raider, busting nuts left and right. They're all worn out, tired.
What? Why would I be getting sick?
You're all worn out. You know, you get sick for being tired. Come on now. Don't you know anything about medicine?
I'm not sick, though.
Yeah, not yet. Oh. You're a bit more hardened, you know? You're a seasoned nut-busting veteran.
I haven't been busting any nuts lately. Anyway. No. Well, this got depressing really fast.
You're welcome. I've been too upbeat, you know, this episode. I gotta bring it down somewhere.
I gotta find a way to beat these games in less than 6 hours. Finish the game in less than 6 hours.
Like the whole game?
Yeah.
Like all three of them?
No, or just like,
okay, I was just saying,
Tomb Raider,
I was like,
Tomb Raider 3 and 6, yeah. Like, you can beat the first stage of Tomb Raider 1 like in 6 minutes by just running pretty much straight through it. That's all you gotta do, is just run straight through it.
So. Yeah, just become a Tomb Raider speedrunner.
No, I'll never be able to do it. I've seen a Tomb Raider 1 speedrun, it's fucking insane.
Yeah, all the weird shit you gotta do.
Like, the dude beat it in an hour, and it's like, the amount of, like, luck it takes to do any of the shit.
Oh, yeah, right, because things have to, like, work out perfectly, yeah.
It's just insane.
Well, these are new games now, so maybe there'll be a whole new speedrunning scene that you can pioneer the remaster speedrunning scene, okay?
Yeah.
Become the world record holder.
Yeah, okay. I'll take my win of beating that one stage in 39 seconds. I'm like, yay.
Right, there you go. Your one crowning achievement there. There you go. That's fair.
But I'll probably be streaming this stuff from time to time just for fun because it's Tomb Raider. But yeah, that's about it. Looking forward to Tomb Raider, whatever it's called next. Right now it's just called Tomb Raider Next. So that's about it.
That'll just be the name. Name is next. Just the next Tomb Raider.
It's Lara Croft on that dating show Next, where she just nexts everybody.
Yeah,
off the bus. Right.
Yeah, MTV produced bus. It.
Walks up to her and she's like, "How many people have you killed?" He goes, "None." Next.
Yeah. Right.
How many tombs have you raided? None. Next.
Yeah, it's just a dating simulator. You can do it. Why not?
Stupid fucking VH1 shows. Anyway.
Yeah. Although that was the early to mid 2000s were weird for those kind of things, man.
The newest thing that I see, well, I don't know how new it is, but it's that fucking like red button thing where like people talk to each other and then when the button turns,
oh, yeah,
and like choose to like hit the button or not. And they like fucking race to hit the button.
Mm-hmm. Half of them hit the button before it's even allowed to. Like they didn't even sit down yet. Yeah. I've seen a lot of that. It's the same concept. It's just a lot more fast paced because everybody has ADHD these days and can't concentrate on anything. So they gotta just keep it changing, keep it moving.
People suck. Anyway.
Yep.
With that being said, I am John.
And I'm Dwayne.
And this has been Adult Children, Horny Lara Croft Edition. I'm tired. Peace.
Take it easy.